You wrote that, right? Yeah. You can go sit down if you want to. Beautiful. Thank you. So my talk today is Fear to Courage. And the month of May is all about spiritual living through creativity. And I laughed when I saw the talk title, it was Fear to Courage. I thought, yeah, anybody who raised children knows that there's a lot of fear in that and it takes great courage. So I want to bless all the women in this community. Because not only if you had children, yes, if you didn't have children, you know, we're always mothering, we're always taking care of, we're always nurturing all of life. That's part of what we do. That's part of who we are. So living creatively and exploring our imagination is really what we're talking about this month. And so today, I'm going to invite us to take a look at fear and moving from fear to courage. And first, we need to know that fear closes us off. Do you like that? Fear shuts down our creativity. Our imagination is also closed down. And fear blocks the flow of our good because fear constricts us. It closes us up. Fear shuts the door to our confidence. Fear raises our blood pressure. Fear closes our bodies naturally to its ability to heal. Fear doesn't sound too good, does it? Fear creates our limitations because we go like this, even though it doesn't look like it. And what is known in a lot of places is fear is false evidence appearing real. And when we look at that false evidence, we get scared. And Ernest Holmes says, fear is the belief in limitation, a denial that the divine is the center and source of all good. Now hear that. Have you ever been fearful? It really means that we hold ourselves off from all the good that is possible. And Ernest Holmes goes on to say, the power of God is limitless. We limit God with our fears. We limit. We allow our fears to be bigger than our God. Ah, everybody breathe. And when we're afraid, it's time to deepen our faith because, you see, the solution to our fears is we need greater faith. We need a greater trust that there's a power for good and we can use it because, you see, faith heals our fears. It reminds us to stay open and available. And so I found a great story today. And this story is an example of fear to courage. And it comes from Joseph Agassiz, and he's a practitioner at the Agape Center. And so this is what he writes. On a spectacular mid-spring morning, I was in my kayak flowing down the Allegheny River, solo, all alone. The sky was a brilliant azure blue, and the trees on the shore were shimmering. With the newly minted leaves as they rustled in the soft breeze. This was a first for me. And I was feeling at one with Mother Earth, feeling unlimited possibilities. I was in the flow, metaphorically and literally. The current and my adrenaline picked up simultaneously. The faster it moved, the greater the thrill. And my vibration soared. The experience became exhilarating. I was navigating with such grace and ease that I felt like a pro. Radiating confidence and joy, I was in heaven. Then it happened. My kayak hit a boulder, and I went flying out, and as my head surfaced, the water had turned to white with rapids. In an instant, I had forgotten everything. Struggling to stay afloat, I found myself headed toward a huge backwash, and within seconds I went under. I was no physical match for the current. That was relentlessly tossing me around like a load of laundry. The harder I forced the struggle to escape, the more exhausted I became. I had long since run out of air, and the turbulence was merciless. There was nothing left to do but to stop resisting. I surrendered. I let go. In that moment, my body popped to the surface, and the current carried me safely to shore, to freedom. This became a profound metaphor for my life. There will always be obstacles along our way, and when we stop forcing and fighting them, our vibration rises naturally, and the universe shows and flows the answers and solutions to us in a way we could never have imagined. Imagine that. Imagine the possibilities of feeling confident and at ease that we live in a universe of infinite possibilities. Where might you be struggling? Where might you be pushing against? All fear means is that I need a deeper faith. I need to stop in the moment and say, there's another choice here. It takes courage. It takes courage to nurture ourselves, to allow each one of us to embrace that faith and that knowing that we're in charge and that there's a greater power, even greater than we are, in charge of who we are. You see, we have to have that courage to nurture ourselves and courage to trust. Our job is to remember we were each born with a perfect operating system. We were born with it. You can't go get it. You don't have to buy it. You already have it. I love the phrase, tag, you're it. It's in you. It's all around you. It's already been in place. That's the promise. A mastermind within you that's ready for you to use, to access, and to call upon at any time, in every moment, and in every event. When I get scared about something, and sometimes I do, I go pick up the textbook written by our Ernest Holmes. Those of you who've taken any classes, you have this textbook. And there's something we don't study in the classes, and that's that at the end, there are all these wonderful meditations. And when we stop to read these, when I stop to read those in two or three pages, I remember again that I am endowed with this sacred and holy presence within me, that I was born with it. I just have to uncover it. I have to open to say, yes, there is a power for good, and it's here to support me. And our job is to remember that we were each born with this, with a perfect operating system. It's already in place. It is here for us to tap into, to access. And we need to remember that we're never alone. We have never been shut out of that. Now, we might shut ourselves out of it. I've done it. Maybe you have too. We're each born with the full power of good that we can use. We hear that all the time. But it's up to us to stay open and receptive to that. This power is limitless. So it makes us unlimited masters of courage when we choose. So I'm going to invite us to choose that. And in close, I'd like to turn to something that I really like by Reverend Jane Beach. She's a good friend. She's a great minister, and she entitled this Moving Past Doubt and Fear. It sure is easy for doubt and fear to step in when I'm ready to do something new, especially if it's really important to me. My solution is to keep giving it to God, moving forward anyway. Do you know what I've discovered? While I do my part behind the scenes, the universe does its part, which is huge. The universe really does conspire for our success. I move past fear and take one step toward recognizing the universe's desire is to support me in my greater good. If there's anything you take away this morning, I'd like you to take away the fact that at any time you can just open and say, I'd like to know where my greater good is coming from, and that it is coming. Stay open and receptive to that. Let's take that into prayer. So in this very moment, we recognize that there's only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing, all-embracing presence. It is right here, right now. It surrounds us and is the very life breath that breathes within all life. Each and every life is filled with that light, that love, that glory of pure spirit, of the divine, the beloved, infinite grace and glory. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I am filled with that divine delight and the joy and the celebration and the mastery of pure spirit, that I was born with it, and it is the life that lives within me, and I recognize it in myself, and I recognize it in everyone else. I know that right where we each are, God is. We each are that beloved place where God shows up. And I know this truth within and throughout all that is yet taking place. And greater than what I can speak in words is already happening in that mind of God, and I trust it. I turn over whatever doubt or fear might be in the way, and I let God do God's work. So in grace and joy and celebration, I just release. And I let go into that infinite wisdom, that powerful, all-loving, all-nurturing presence that I call God. And I just let God do God's work. And if you join me, please, in saying, and so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.